In the 1985 hit The Greatest Love of All, Whitney Houston sang, "I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way." The current situation unfolding on the United States' southernmost border is the exact opposite of that. While the president claims he's taking emergency measures to prevent the separation of families and children in detention camps, the original reason why he did so, saying it would prevent gangs from getting recruits, is way off base. Because in 20 years, when people wonder where a generation of radicalized adults comes from, you'll be able to trace a direct line back to those who were affected either directly or tangentially through the trauma of de facto internment. Meanwhile, First Lady Melania is out here tweeting that she wants to focus on ways to positively impact children, and the Department of Homeland Security Secretary is getting booed out of Mexican restaurants. Don't be fooled by the fact that they said today that they're looking to make changes to the policy and thus be moved back into the world of human decency. Here's the problem. The damage is already done. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's My Take.